And now, a special treat for crime lovers. We present a Gold and Silver production of Christmas Crime at Home. Christmas Crime at Home.
Might not be so upset.
There, is that better? I'm really enjoying having you at home for once. It was so terrible last year when you were all around the world and then they made you go on the beat. We're so lucky that you got promoted again, and so quickly. And with your sergeant as well. Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, Elspeth. Well, that's as may be, but if there's an emergency, like a heinous crime or something, I'll still have to go out on Christmas Day. You never know your luck.
What do you mean? I'm so looking forward to it. Look, I'm wrapping presents for you. But don't look and see what they are. Could you just go out and get me some more crackers, please?
I haven't got any money. Look, this is all I've got.
Don't be so ridiculous. You could easily go to the bank and get some money out.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Sometimes I don't think you really like Christmas very much, but I'm sure I'm just imagining it. Anyway, see? The audience enjoyed that lovely music. Oh, it's coming up to 5 o'clock. I wonder what the news is going to be.
On the news today at 5. Ken Dodd looks like hitting the Christmas number one spot.
Oh, that's nice. I like Ken Dodd.
Britain is definitely top at everything.
Shush, what?
It's official.
Huh, yeah.
Scientists invent a simple gadget to stop global warming.
Well, I'd like to see that.
Sports news. And Liverpool go top of the Premier League in a surprise result.
Nah, that's rubbish, that
and
is.
Just in. Dangerous drug baron Peter Granger has broken out of the maximum security prison and is in on the loose.
Oh, bloody hell.
The public is advised to keep away from him. But first...
No, I've got to go.
Kittens that
switch it off. I've got to go.
Why have you got to go? It's Christmas Eve. You can't possibly need to go now. What is it?
Oh, it's this Peter Granger. He's after me. I got him inside. Oh, he's a mean one, he is. I better get down the station and sort some stuff out. I'll be back later, probably.
Ah! Oi, are you all right? Elspeth? Elspeth, what happened?
My arm hurts so much.
Oh my God, Elspeth, you've been hit. Quick, I'm going to ring 999 for an ambulance. Don't worry, it'll be all right. Don't worry, don't worry, don't panic. Don't panic.
How's Mrs. Plonk, sir?
She's really not very well. It went through her arm into her chest. They're not sure if she's going to make it or not.
Well, sir, I don't really like to talk about it while you're so worried about Mrs. Plonk, but we've had some information.
What's that, Jenkins?
Well, I think you'll find that Granger is in the local area, sir. We've got some men out looking for him in the woods, and I think you probably want to stay here, but I'm going to go.
No, I'll come too. There's no point in sitting here with Mrs. Plonk. Right, okay, let's get a move on then. Blimey, Jenkins. It's cold out here. I wish I'd put on some warmer clothes before we came out.
Yes, sir. Well, it is Christmas Eve, so...
weather. Normally it is quite chilly outside in the countryside. Luckily, I brought a nice warm scarf and hopefully it's not going to rain.
Yeah, that's all we need is bloody rain.
But sir, I've just heard back from headquarters. They caught Granger. He was in Basingstoke. I think we'd better just get out of the rain. Look, here's a cave or something we could shelter in.
Right, that sounds like a good idea. I'm soaked to the skin. Then we can make a plan. Okay, come on, Jenkins. Cool, bleed neck. I don't like it in here. It's bloody dark. It's not much drier than outside.
Yes, sir. But it is a little bit drier. And as you said, we can make a plan now.
Yeah. I wish you had a torch.
Well, shall I tell you something that has been worrying me, Inspector?
Yeah, go on then.
Well, if Peter Granger was in Basingstoke, who was it who shot at you through the window?
You're right. Blimey, I never thought of that. Who could it be? Somebody else after me? I can't think of anyone.
Maybe we're looking at this from the wrong angle.
What do you mean?
Well, let's think about it. Who else was in the room? Who was it who got shot?
Oh, Mrs. Plonk.
Yes, sir. Mrs. Plonk.
Blimey.
Excuse me, sir. I better take this. Hello. Yes, it's Roy. Yes. No, I'm at work. I know. But it's Inspector Plonk's wife. She's been shot. What do you mean? What do you mean by that? I don't think I like your tone. I'll be home as soon as I can. Goodbye.
Oh, who's that then?
Just my flatmate.
What's she want then?
Well, he was just wondering when I was going to be at home. He's expecting me for dinner.
Your flatmate? He's expecting you for dinner? And he's cross with you? Gaw, you're as bad as being married to Mrs. Plonk.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Hello. No. I've told you. I'm on duty. Don't be like that. Don't be ridiculous. Inspector Plonk. I've no interest in him. Sorry, sir. No interest in him that way. For goodness sake. What? Oh, come now. You can't be serious. I'll talk to you when I get home. Please don't ring back.
Blimey. Known your flatmate long, have you?
Well, to be honest, no, not that long. He's been a good friend, but I can't say he's an old friend. I'll tell you what, sir. He said something that's really made me step back and think a moment. He accused me of having an affair with Mrs. Plonk.
You? Mrs. Plonk? Well, anybody and Mrs. Plonk. Oh, God. He must be bonkers.
Do you know, sir? I think he might be. Come on, sir. Let's see if it stopped raining, and I'd like to get back to my flat as soon as possible. Of course, you might want to go back to see Mrs. Plonk, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I think I'd best get round there and see what's going on with your flatmate. Sounds like he might be rather dangerous.
Come on, sir, then. Let's go.
Blimey, Jenkins. I thought you said that you lived in a flat. This is more like a mansion, if you ask me.
Yes, my father left me a little bit of money. Anyway.
Doesn't seem to be anywhere around here.
No, I can't see anything either. He must have run for it. Have you tried looking out the back?
Yes, sir. In fact, I've noticed something. The back door's wide open. You hear the wind blowing. And I think I've just seen him running off down the street.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
He's purloined my Lamborghini.
Oh, dear.
Right, Jenkins, I just wanted to make sure Mrs. Plonk was all right, and then we'll get going. Where do you reckon he's gone?
Well, sir, I really couldn't say. We've got the local police on to it, and they seem to be tracking him down quite well. It is, after all, a noticeable car.
Yeah, but even so, we got to get him before he does any more damage. Oh, blimey, what's that? Quick, it's Mrs. Plonk. Heart, stop beating. Quick, Jenkins, do something.
Now, sir, don't panic. I'm sure it's a...
No, no, come on, come on.
I'll just go and see if I can find a nurse. Oh,
now then. Oh, nothing to worry about. Look, it's just the little pads have come off. We really could do with some better sticky stuff in this hospital. All's well that ends well.
Oi. Don't I know you from somewhere?
Oh, oh yes, you certainly do. Do you remember me? It's a long time ago now, but I dare say Elspeth will remember me better. Michael, you must surely remember me. I was Elspeth's best friend at school.
Oh, yeah. What was your name again?
Oh, Michael, can you not remember? It's only been 20 years. I'm Alice.
Oh, yeah, Alice. Oh, nice to see you. What you doing now?
Well, I'm a nurse, as you can see.
Right, well, sorry about this, but can you keep an eye on Elspeth? We've got to get on.
Okay, I'll see you in a little while. Lovely to see you again.
Sir, they've got him.
Oh, brilliant. They brought him in yet?
Yes, he's in interview room 3.
Let's go down and have a look then. See what's what.
Interview commencing 2359 on 24-12-09. Present, Inspector Plonk, Sergeant Jenkins and Idem Flitcher.
Now then, Mr. Flitcher, suppose you tell us why you stole Sergeant Jenkins' car and why you were making aspersive comments regarding my wife.
Oh, come on, Roy. I wasn't saying anything rude about Mrs. Plonk. I was just cross because you weren't home when I'd been cooking your dinner. And I never nicked your car. I was just rushing out to get some tinnies for our dinner when you got back. Don't you still like me, Roy?
Yes, well, we'll discuss that when I get home later. May I extend my unreserved apology for this misapprehension?
Yeah, I think I'm just going back to see Mrs. Plonk now. We've obviously made a huge mistake. See you later, Jenkins.
Ah, Elspeth, you've regained consciousness. Let me just make you a little bit more comfortable. Perhaps you'd like me to place this little pillow right over your face. You see, it doesn't hurt. And you're just doing me the wee little favour of dying so that I can get your husband for mine. I always had my eye on him even when we were girls. Now just relax and it'll all be over in the
Yeah, moment. What's going on? You get off Elspeth. Over there! You get off her! Can't ya? You just get out there, Jenkins!
It's okay, sir. I have her. You deal with Mrs. Plonk.
So it was all just because she was still in love with you after all these years. How ridiculous, Michael.
Yeah. Well, I suppose I'd better be going.
What? But it's Christmas Day. I thought we'd spend the day together.
Yeah. Well, I've got to do some paperwork.
Well, I'm going home now, sir. I've got my Christmas lunch waiting for me.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid you got to do the paperwork as well. Come on, Jenkins.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That was Christmas Crime at Home. Inspector Plonk was played by Barbara Kay. Sergeant Jenkins, Barbara Kay. Elspeth Plonk, Barbara Kay. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Christmas Crime at Home was directed by Barbara Kay. This was a Gold and Silver production.
And you can hear another Inspector Plonk adventure next year.